A little bit of time with Brad Dungis and focusing, among other things, on the Dungis family of autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. This is one of those mornings we find out if our windshield wipers work, right?
That's right. We had to test them out. I had used the front and the back this morning. And
uh-huh.
Actually, the back needed more than the front.
I just used the remote start. One time across on the front, and I was good. But
right.
It was nice to have the remote start and the heated steering wheel.
That's right. Yeah, those are nice. You become become accustomed to those new things when you get a new vehicle, don't you, Charlie?
You do. You find out. it was one of those things that I was going to ask about when I bought the vehicle, but fortunately, it was one of those was already there. I didn't have to go say, "Can we aftermarket a remote start on this thing?"
Yeah, well, they're pretty good at kind of anticipating what you might want now. Things like the heated steering wheel. Stuff like that are so, you don't think about it. And of course, you can just wear gloves.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what we've done for how many previous cars or decades or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice that the manufacturers look at those things and say, you know, there's a few buyers out there that might want heated seats or heated steering wheel or something.
Well, you used to make fun of the cup holders in certain types of cars weren't big enough for people and that didn't fit American taste and that. But, boy, the manufacturers today really design things around people in their lives. If you think about it, your cars are becoming more and more like a phone or something that that was upgraded all the time and design changes and the features of the way design affects our lives and cars and things like that are so important. And whether it's something like a heated steering wheel or the chrome on the bumper or the wheel setup or whatever.
I can remember growing up, my grandfather once a year would stop by the service station and pick up a map so that when he went on vacation, he would, unfold the thing and say, okay, we're headed for Montana. How do we do this?
Yeah.
Now you just you put the destination into the MyFord Touch and it says turn right here.
That's right. and that kind of technology is just coming at us so quickly. I think whether it's driverless cars or just becoming safer and safer in our transportation, really that's what's driving so much of this.
A bit
more efficient vehicles and more safe vehicles for people, and with that you get better performance on the vehicle. You get the connectivity to your phone and the rest of your life. You mentioned things like maps and stuff like that, and those kind of things are pretty common almost in all cars now that are new. But it's a real change, and there's a lot of computer systems in cars and technology, and it's real exciting. And
you mentioned the driverless cars. While I might own one, I'm not sure I want to see one coming at me yet.
Well, there's the rage in the news, and obviously there's a lot of interest in this kind of stuff, but mostly for safety. It's going to take us a long time to really for the infrastructure of the world to be ready for driverless cars, and I'm not sure people really want to lose its complete control, as you noted there.
And it's fun.
It would probably be a lot of slower driving and much more frustrating. And I could see that really in very heavily populated urban areas. It'll obviously start there first, and it'll be a long time before it becomes the big deal in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're right. But I do think I would like the technology that says as I'm approaching a vehicle on the interstate or whatever, and it's moving 10 mile an hour slower than I am as I approach it, for the car to say, you're approaching.
There's a vehicle there, a light to flash off the windshield. Today, the vehicles can even start to apply brake pressure, can stop your vehicle before it has impact. The best systems do that. All the manufacturers are working on that. They have lane keeping systems that keep you in the lane. They have systems that tell you if somebody's approaching you from the side, from the back, from different angles. The days of curbing your wheels will soon be over. There's almost a force field around the car to keep you from hitting the curb.
One more question we can take off of the driving test on when your license is how to park on a hill.
just push the button.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Well, we talked a little bit about design, and one of my passions on design in Bartlesville is around the Price Tower.
Gee.
And I got a couple of friends of mine here from the tower today. I want to introduce to Shane Atkins and Price Connor from the Price Tower. So,
hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
good
we're
morning.
Glad to have you here. And I know we've got the gala coming up in a couple weeks.
January 30th.
January 30th at the Community Center. Great evening. Tell us a little about what you have planned for us this year, Price. You are the chair of the committee, and I know I've been for a couple years now.
This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year, outstanding, yeah. And raised a lot of money for the tower. Thank you for all your help.
Do you know what? We're very excited about this year. We have a lot of live auction items planned. We have a silent auction with really some incredible items. Everyone has been working very hard to get these items for you to see. And also, it's just really a fun evening.
Yeah.
And you're helping the Price Tower in addition to having a wonderful time for yourself.
And we're celebrating the 60th year of the Price Tower.
The name of our gala this year is Duchesne
Past, Present, Future.
Right. The tower is going to be 60 years old. On February 10th was opening day. One of the fascinating things is when the tower opened, Bartlesville only had 17,000 people.
Wow.
And 13,000 came to the three opening days to see the Price Tower. So we're going to relive some of that excitement. And one of the things that will keep that excitement going is the gala, 2016.
Awesome.
We have some great live auction items, and to tell you just a little bit, through very generous donors, we have a dinner for 12 at the Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, which is a very exciting item. I've been lucky enough the past 2 years, the person who bought it has invited me as their guest, and I can tell you...
Is it good?
It is a fabulous evening. We also have a Bruce Golf Tour coming up, and that is going to be following a very decadent brunch at one of the homes here in Bartlesville.
At one of the golf homes or
somewhere else? No, it's going to be at another home.
Okay.
Actually, without getting particular, it's actually at my home.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I am
great.
Also the guide for the Bruce Golf Tour.
If you don't know, Price is a great designer and has a wonderful home, so that's a great opportunity to see his as well as the golf. And for those of you who don't know, Bruce Golf was an architect that followed in Wright's footsteps, studied at the University of Oklahoma, and had some extensive work here in Bartlesville. And anyway, go ahead.
And we also have a getaway to the summer capital of Washington. That is 1 week stay at a luxurious condominium in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The condominium is located within walking distance of town, the beach, and is on a private lake. So that's another wonderful feature, and also playing on another aspect of Frank Lloyd Wright, Crystal Bridges has very generously donated an art package good for May 18th, which is going to include a private tour of the Frank Lloyd Wright house that was recreated, rebuilt, and moved to Crystal Bridges, lunch at the 11 restaurant. It also includes a tour of the new exhibit opening, plus a talk by the curator, and also a tour of the landscape grounds. So this is, once again, a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really take advantage. We do have tickets still available, and Duchesne, take it from here.
All righty. Yes, we still have a few seats left, so hurry, get your tickets. They start at $150, and a portion of that is tax deductible. And then if you want to join us for a VIP reception, it's a champagne reception, and that will start at 6 p.m., and those tickets is an additional $75. So if you want to just do the dinner, it's $150. If you want to do VIP and dinner, it's $225. And like I said, the evening starts at 6 p.m. for VIP guests, and then the gala event starts at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock and a gourmet dinner.
Yes, we have a gourmet dinner that's provided by JT Catering, so wonderful Jeremy Taylor, who has done several events around town. We have a great kind of 50s themed dinner kind of planned.
That's bringing out the past.
Yeah.
We're going to begin with a wonderful spring mix salad with roasted beet, goat cheese, followed by your choice of braised beef or salmon with horseradish mashed potatoes and tri-colored carrots, followed by a wonderful dessert. It is all wine and beer and drinks are included in your ticket price. So it is an open bar.
And that there's going to be a dance floor.
There's a dance floor, and we have wonderful entertainment by DJ Connections. Okay. We have our favorite DJ in town who has done several events coming to keep us dancing and happy till late in the evening. Yeah. We also have, I think, some very exciting things happening within the tower itself. You're going to be seeing a number of events coming up honoring the 60th anniversary of the tower. Once again, we are so fortunate in Bartlesville to have such a treasure located in our town. And such a monument to Frank Lloyd Wright. It is the only skyscraper that was ever built by Frank Lloyd Wright. So we are truly honored to have that here in our little town.
We are, and it's a living skyscraper today. You can go eat lunch there this afternoon. You can spend the night tonight in the hotel. There's offices and a chance to go see the museum.
It really is living up to what Frank Lloyd Wright intended it to do. It was meant, he really wanted it to be a multifunctional building, and it's still used as such.
I think that's one of the great things about it, is it's something that you can just go in there and like any building, and do something. Go to lunch, go after work and have a drink. And you get to go up in those strange, quirky elevators and see what he did that is so unique, because it really is a unique
building. It really is a full experience whenever you come into the building.
And what's very unique is it's one of the few Frank Lloyd Wright buildings that is really, truly open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's open to the public. You can go into our lobby. You can go into the Taliesin Room. You can see our gallery, which is featuring a wonderful exhibit this month opening, which is dinnerware, specifically focusing on another Wright, Russell Wright, and Heath Ceramics. Deshane is our curator and has been working very hard putting this exhibit together. And that is a show that is very dear to my own heart. I collect Russell Wright, and 21 pieces in the show are on loan from my own personal collection.
And we had a show similar to this a few years ago. It's very, very popular.
We did, and we really wanted to kind of bring it back, but kind of narrow it down to a few designers. I mean, we have a vast collection, a dinnerware collection, something that I've been wanting to do is actually do little mini shows or a mini series of dinnerware. And so this is Russell Wright with Heath Ceramics, and then the next one we will adapt it and feature
Tell us, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about Russell Wright. When did he and Heath Ceramics work together on this?
Well, they never really worked together, but they're both mid-century designers.
Okay.
Both of them were kind of, Russell Wright was kind of known for developing he developed his brand.
Okay.
He was kind of iconic for developing his.
Russell Wright was the Martha Stewart of the 1950s with books, programs about living. And he was really the precursor to the Martha Stewart living profile that we see today.
Exactly. That's a perfect way of describing him, because he really was. And Heath Ceramics, on the other hand, she kind of came from the post-World War II Depression era. So she was all about creating not just functional, but incredibly durable and handcrafted earthenware. And so her stuff is meant to last. Not that Russell Wright isn't, because his was also incredible. I mean, you'll see Russell Wright everywhere still to this day.
Yeah, well, these were popular items.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily expensive in their day.
Now, Russell Wright was originally sold in many of the five and dimes, and he was really the first person to bring quality design down to an affordable price.
Well, that's where we started this, kind of, with the automobiles, and then back to Frank Lloyd Wright, and then to ceramics. And so you get kind of a feel for that thing that the tower has, which really brings together all the design elements that impact our life.
Absolutely.
And I think that's
and,
really cool.
You know, Frank Lloyd Wright had that aspect as well. He was all about, I mean, he was a little bit more expensive. However, he did manage to find, especially with his like Usonian kind of modular homes. Right. He was wanting everybody to be able to have a Frank Lloyd Wright home. So, I mean, in a way, that's all of these people.
Think,
it's kind of the mindset
in our
day to
day lives that design impacts.
Absolutely.
This shows it does, whether it's the plate you're using or the chair you're sitting in right now. Or the room you're in, it's all over you. I mean, you guys made a career of that.
Now, at the same time that Frank Lloyd Wright was designing the Price Tower, and the Price Tower was opening, he also designed a line of furniture for Henrodon, which was bringing his furniture down to an affordable price. And he also did a line of fabric for F. Schumacher. Now, if you go on the tour of the Price Tower, which is led by very qualified docents and is a wonderful experience, you will see a number of his original fabrics used in the corporate apartment of the Price family. Mm-hmm. Now, also, another interesting tie-in to our gala is one of our live auction items is a two-hour consultation with an interior designer and 2 yards of the Frank Lloyd Wright fabric that was used in the Price Tower, which is really a treasure to have. Yeah. So this is, once again, of a one-of-a-kind experience that you can purchase at the gala.
That's wonderful. I mean, I bet that goes really well. 2 yards of the fabric. All right.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Huh?
And it's limited edition. And a lot of it you won't be able to get anywhere else except through us.
Great. That sounds wonderful. So it's January 30th. How much was it again?
$150 just for the dinner.
For the dinner.
If you want to do the
party.
VIP. Mm-hmm. If you want to do the VIP in addition, that's $75 more.
We've got a massive silent auction. Well, you talked about a lot of the live auction items, but there's a large silent auction as well, probably over 100 different items.
And if you want to purchase tickets, do not wait. Call 918-336-4949.
We already have a number of tables, I know. Yes. So we have, and we have filled up our space before. Mm-hmm. So,
we do have limited capacity left, but please make a call and please come to our gala.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, Charlie.
Yes.
So we got that out of the way. The lots of other stuff going on in town. We mentioned the week after the gala, coming up from Westside Community Center. Morris was here last week. All That Jazz event.
That is well attended as well.
It is a wonderful event, and people need to get that on their calendars. We've got the
Cattle Conference going on right now,
I think, or this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
What you wanted to back up?
From the Westside Community Center, because next Thursday night,
Mozart, the big opening of and announcement of the program for this year's OK Mozart, being a great one.
Yeah, and I it's no secret we've got Randy was on roughly a month ago and kind of hinted at this and that and I know the press materials have already come out and say the OK part of OK Mozart is being really brought to the front. So I think it's exciting to
lots
to
of changes this year, and I think it'll be a really exciting program for OK Mozart. I know Price, you're involved in that as well.
Yeah, I am on the board of OK Mozart, and we have, I can't give the name away until next Thursday, but we have a wonderful, well-known star coming who has been very popular in Bartlesville in the past to perform two nights.
Awesome.
Now, at the same time, I'd like to bring up that on February 13th, we are going to be having a Valentine's Day dinner before the Valentine's concert at the community hall by the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
Oh.
And if those of you have not experienced the Copper Bar, this is a Valentine's Day dinner given in the Price Tower, which gives you another experience of the Price Tower and shows you how the Price Tower is used in everyday life in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
And you may call the orchestra for tickets for that. I'm also on the board of the orchestra, so I think I'm covering just about every avenue of everything I'm involved with.
Well, thank you for all your help. There must be something. Something else we could ask you about. That's wonderful.
It's always nice to have people who are involved in the community to come in with us and talk about
it. There's so many, and that's one of the great things about Bartlesville.
And Price, I say that with a smile, but it's true.
That's great. Well, so lots of events coming up. It's that time of year. You don't have to be depressed by this gray weather.
Oh, no.
There's lots to do. So.
And the forecast for the weekend, I believe last time I checked, Saturday looks like sunshine and temperatures in the 40s. So, you don't have to stay with that hazy shade of winter all the time.
That's right. Yeah. And it's a great day to get your oil changed or our red tag sale.
With or without an appointment?
With or without an appointment. Whether you're going to do... whatever service you need, a tire rotation, oil changes, if you've got a problem with your vehicle, we've got our brake price guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, on the Ford side, if you do a brake job, actually the brakes are guaranteed for your ownership of the vehicle.
That's
a new thing Ford has come out with. We've got our tire price guarantee, where if you need tires, we'll meet or beat anybody's price on the matching tire in the market. We've got our Tires for Life program. That is where if you purchase the policy that goes on the new tire,
mm-hmm.
Basically we'll buy your next set of tires as long as you keep your car. And every time you wear them out, all it takes is keeping up with the maintenance on the tires.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great program.
Now, I think I don't believe I'm letting anything out of the bag. One of the items that is going to be part of the auction for the gala is a Dundas provided item, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a big package of auto services, including a detail, oil change, some other Dungeness trinkets and services, and try to get it up in the $200-$250 range, so it'll be a lot of great value.
That's one retail value.
Another of the silent auction items, and they're great values, and we've always bought some great stuff at the gala.
And we do allow you to pay over the value if you want.
After all, it is a fundraiser.
And it's one of the largest ones for the tower, and it's so important that we support the Price Tower. I know that it's one of those things people look at and wonder, what is it? It's a quirky building. It's different. And, how does it take care of itself? Let's face it, folks, the hotel and the restaurant aren't really going to make us a lot of money to support the tower. They're there for you. They're there for the community to take advantage and for the building to live, as DeShane said,
mm-hmm.
to get people in there and to experience the tower. We provide those really as a service. And I think that's really important for people to recognize that their support through the gala and through their donations throughout the year, whether it's a membership or whatever, that those things allow for the tower to be here going forward. And that's really important.
Since you mentioned memberships, membership is a basic means of support on the day-to-day operations of the tower, from answering the phone to hopefully light bills and a few other things like that that just take care of the underlying expenses, and it's a great benefit for the member.
Sure, and you're really helping support a historic structure. I mean, that not only is alive, but it has to be maintained every year and kept up to the standards and preserved the way designed it, and that's very important to us.
And through those donations, I mean, between just the basic maintenance, I mean, it also allows us to really develop programs and relationships with our community. So you're not just supporting a building or an organization, you're also supporting yourself, because it's an enhancement for your community.
That's right.
Things
like education programs, things like you mentioned the docent program and the tours that we do. And we get lots of visitors from all over the world at the Price mm-hmm. Tower. They come to see what's been nominated as a World Heritage Site.
I have been a docent at the Price Tower for 4 years, ever since moving to Bartlesville. And one of the exciting things is the variety of people who come here. From all over the world, we had sons of famous architects come in to see. We've had just the most fascinating people. We do special tours for special groups. We did one for the trustees of the Palm Springs Art Museum. So it's just all these fascinating people that come here. And what's sad is so many people who live here in Bartlesville do not take advantage of the Price Tower that people will fly all over the world to see. And just like in New York, people don't see the Statue of Liberty. People don't see the Price Tower in Bartlesville.
It's amazing, but it's a true statement.
Change that.
Yeah, well, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to at least mention that Dundas is the only place you're going to find a luxury automobile in town. I mean, as far as, nobody else sells anything
that's
other
right.
than Lincolns.
Our Lincoln brand is the only luxury vehicle left in Bartlesville, unfortunately. But the truth is, we've got the best service on Lincoln possible. Mm-hmm. My brother Bruce is the Lincoln specialist. That great product and the service are what separate Lincoln. And so if you're interested in that, come take a look at the all-new MKX. It is a really great vehicle. We've got a number of Lincoln certified vehicles out there that come with a 100,000-mile warranty, just like the manufacturer warranty. They're great vehicles and a great value with that warranty.
And that's above and beyond what you would do for a Q-certified car, right?
Q-certified, and it's even beyond the Toyota and Ford certification programs. Lincoln really steps up and wants you to have that. You know, it comes with not just the mechanical side, but like a manufacturer's full warranty on your vehicle with roadside assistance, all the stuff that comes with that. Plus access to Bruce, pickup and delivery for service, looking to clean your car every time it's in for service, whatever you need, single point of contact. So that he's there to take care of you whenever you need him.
Sounds like a great idea. I'm glad that we have it here.
Yep, that's great.
We talked a little bit about Ford, or at least I did. You talked about mm-hmm. Lincoln. You got a whole other building over there for Toyota.
That's right, and it's a real exciting time for Toyota. We're in our red tag sale, which mm-hmm. means we're trying to get rid of the last 2015s that we have. We've got great incentives on them, great leases. The Toyota product has just been selling great, and so we've got the red tag event going on now through the end of the month.
I know when you opened the vehicle, actually when you announced the building and all through the building process, we talked a little about the fact that it was going to be built to LEED standards.
Yes.
I don't know where the process is. I know it's a slow turning process.
That's good that you brought that up, because that has continued. Our LEED submission is being reviewed currently, and we heard from the review team just this week with a couple of questions, so I know they're into it, and we should hear from them soon. I don't really know that what that means with the
how
review
many weeks
team.
In a soon, but yeah.
Yeah, but I know the process is ongoing. We submitted to be silver certified, which would be a great accomplishment for us. I'd be really proud of it. Something we'll talk a lot about when we get that. It's a great deal.
It is on not quite as great a deal to the consumer as a 995 oil change, but it's a great deal.
No, and I mean, but it does allow us to really be a sustainable company. And you know, we'll have our 75th birthday this April, and so we want to do that again, and we plan to be around here. So building things for the long term made sense to us. And,
absolutely,
and it really has been really cost effective. Most of the decisions we made really have paid for themselves.
DundasChoice.com. You can get the menu of services from building your own new car online and say, that's the one I want.
That's right.
To looking at your complete selection all the way through.
That's right. Pictures of all the vehicles, or schedule your service appointment, whatever you need.
And if you need tickets to the gala,
that's right.
Call these guys.
Call the tower.
Call us at 918-336-4949, and they can take a credit card over the phone or just come in and pay at the front desk.
That's right. Sounds like a great deal. Brad, we'll do it again next week.
That's right. We'll see everybody at the gala.
Serving Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties for more than 60 years, this is AM 1400, KWON Bartlesville, and K.